The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hey, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who has multiple allergies. Step 7. Man, I've heard some wonderful things here tonight. I hesitate to share anything for fear of taking away the spirit that's been here, because this is what I'm addicted to now, is this embrace of the Savior that we have felt in this circle tonight. Wow, it's been powerful. It has been so powerful, and it just testifies. It reminds me of one of my old AA sponsor, who was also a fantastic missionary in the Salt Lake Mission, and cancer finally got him a couple of months ago, and every Thursday at Mill Creek, he ended the meeting by reminding us that these 12 steps are not the 12 suggestions. They are the 12 steps, so get them done. And I love that guy, because he just had a way of being frank and yet loving at the same time. Anyway, every time I get to Step 7, I go back to my first AA sponsor back in Farmington, New Mexico, at a place called Arid Acres. We had a meeting there twice a day, and after I'd gotten through steps 4 and 5, which was a long time, I drug my feet like most of us do. I felt like I needed a little rest, so I told my sponsor, I said, "I need a couple of weeks off. You know, this has been brutal. This has been brutal. I am wore out. I am so wore out." And he goes, "Okay, here's the deal, Buckwheat. Get over in that corner and put that dunce cap back on your head, and we're not leaving here until we do step 6 tonight." And the next night we did step 7. And so I said, "You know, tell me some of these things that I should ask that my father and my brother take away from me." And he said, "If I was somebody as stupid as you, I'd keep it simple. And the way to keep it simple is just list the 7 deadly sins and see how many you have." And so, being a quarterback, high school and college, I wanted to compete. I wanted to have the most deadly sins. So I filled out my list and proudly presented it to him, and he said, "Wow." "He's not going to take all of these. You understand that, don't you, Buckwheat?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I think he's going to." But what I didn't understand, that in a few short weeks, that they would all come back one at a time and say, I'm back. Pride, greed, sloth, gluttony, all of them came back one at a time. So my second time around, I expected them to come back, and I was able to be a little more specific and shorten my list. But this program that we're involved with here tonight, that changed my life. November 4th, 2000, I walked into my first ARP meeting in Pioneer Stake Center. And the facilitator there that day absolutely blew me out of the water. Just blew me out of the water. I went home and cried and cried, and I had another spiritual awakening. I always assumed we just had one. I had mine on my mission, so I wasn't going to get another one. But I had another one that day, and I've had many more since. So thank you for all the wisdom you brought to this meeting tonight. And almost everybody has mentioned the love that we feel for one another, even though we haven't known each other all that long. But there's a commonality here that we are truly sons and daughters of God. I know that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. I say that in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Jeff.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.